I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
It's like we're knocking down the wall, dude. We're giving you guys each $1 million.
Selling scraps from the wall. We got paid for this.
I don't understand the wall, man. Like, I don't get the whole...
Oh, it's a symbol, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I get what a wall does. It's sweet. I just don't understand why we don't already walls. Have one.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, it's expensive as fuck, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, that's awesome. Like,
been here for a while.
Yeah, let's go.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but doesn't that also help the economy? Like, hiring the workers?
Yeah, man, build a fucking wall.
Well, that's building a bunch of giant shit helps out economies.
Well, that's like the democratic idea in terms of like you just put all your people to work and build some shit and eventually it pays off in terms of like the
like that shit when they took El Chapo, like, supposedly they took El Chapo's money and he's going to build the wall with that. That's hilarious.
Oh, that's actually pretty fucking funny.
Like, he had $14 billion in some offshore account.
And really?
Yeah. And Trump was like, I have my hands on $23 billion.
Is he allowed to use that?
He passed that bill.
Do whatever he wants.
When he first got in.
What, where you can steal fucking...
You can seize people's assets and human trafficking and shit like
so
that.
All drug money goes towards the wall?
Trump wants it to, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, he's dude. Trump, he's Trump. Just gooning the drug money.
Yeah, he signed an executive order that went into effect January 19th.
What?
And that's when the Clinton Foundation went back up on Judicial Watch, and that's when El Chapo started to come down.
Damn.
Yeah, they have tons of money.
My thing is, if they want to shut down the drug war, they could do that, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that Johan Hari dude, he was on Rogan again talking about the drug war. Yeah,
they could shut that down instantly.
It makes no sense, dude.
It's over.
I don't like how the people are like, Trump thinks the world's like Sicario. It's like, it fucking is, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
at his level, too.
Talk to the dudes that were in, like, the Zeta gang. Or the Zeta gang or whatever it's called.
Dude, like, imagine how, like, so I have,
like, teenage kids blowing.
Oh, yeah,
they
for sure.
They have to shoot people in the head.
Yeah.
And then, like, people in, like, BuzzFeed will be like, Trump's alt-right vision of the world. he gets his news from Sicario. It's like, dude, Sicario's probably not even close to how bad it really is.
That documentary was wild on Netflix. With the did you watch it?
Which one?
It was, like, a documentary. It was, like, Inside the Real Narcos or some shit. And, like, dude, there's just fucking heads on streets.
Bro, we've talked about it a couple times. The main board, this website I go to, has had a fucking cartel thread since, like, 2009 where they're posting, like,
live leaks.
Pictures and live.
Yeah.
Dude,
oh, my God.
It is fucking insane. Oh,
did you see Ozarks?
Yeah.
Like, when the kid's pulling the live leak up?
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
nuts.
Dude, there was one video that was fucking sick. It was a cartel hit, and you can see them all fucking doing coke.
Yeah.
Right out, like, they all hop out of their fucking truck, do coke, take out Uzis, and just murder.
Dude. Yeah, I was insane, wondering, like, dude, how much fun are they having?
Yeah.
They're having the most.
Like, if you
fun,
have
dude.
All the coke you could possibly want, you don't really know.
They're living out your paintball fantasy.
Pretty much.
Like, with real bullets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be fun.
And zero consequences outside of eventually you definitely get your head cut off.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you know it's
or
coming.
Shot, yeah.
The cartel is total war.
Total war all
yeah,
time.
Like
all
yeah, like, it's everyone.
Damn.
Dude, there's missing women. There's dudes that are, like, knocking up girls and killing the girl that. And they're taking the baby and then just kill the girl. Chop
Damn.
The body up. They have the police get rid of the body.
Why don't they want any baby mamas?
MLB, dude.
Dude, the cartels.
Yeah, money of ambitious for real.
The cartels own the Mexican government. Like, the police
yeah,
work
heard,
for the cartel.
Yeah.
So it's like, people are like, oh, Mexico, no wall. It's like, dude, the whole country is bad.
I have heard it's very corrupt. I heard their government's, like, crazy. And that was that the Johan Hari book where the guy saw about the grandmom goes all the way to the Capitol and they just shoot her on the steps and fucking take her down?
Yeah.
That shit's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, you
like the angle.
Bad hombres.
Bad dude. Hombres, dude, for real. That's what I mean. Like, Trump can't win. Like, the media just attacks him. But, like, if the media didn't attack him and he was saying this stuff and, like, regular people just kind of looked at it into it, they'd be like, oh, yeah, there's bad hombres.
There are some bad fucking
They're taking 13-year-olds and turning them into killers, dude. That's bad hombre.
That's a fucking bad, textbook bad hombre.
Yeah.
That's a bad hombre.
There's a dude living in solitary confinement. There's a dude in his 20s living in solitary confinement for the rest of his life because when they let him out, the cartels immediately try to assassinate him. So he's in prison. He's still alive. He ratted. He tattled.
Damn.
And
6'9".
He's a motto.
He's 6'9", yeah. And they have to keep him in solitary because people, last time they let him out, someone knifed his neck.
Damn.
But he lived. Yeah.
Imagine being in control of a bunch of just murderers.
Well, we did it. Apparently on the Johan Hari thing, they were talking about how we wanted to fight the cartels. So we took a bunch of Mexicans and we trained them like SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, they
and they immediately
off.
Defected.
That's the Zeta.
SEAL Team 6, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The
bad
lads.
Is that a Zeta?
Bad
or
lads, dude. Yeah, the Zetas, yeah.
The Zetas, dude. We trained them to be like, and they just like, okay, thanks for the weapons and technology. We're going to start smuggling
drugs.
We
trained an elite force, dude. Yeah. And they were like, see ya, thanks.
They just have all camo.
How did the United States government not go take them down?
They constantly do this. This is what Bin Laden was.
Yeah, but I'm saying exactly. And that you're saying
they keep an eye on
they
them.
They set them up and they're like, all right, let's go fucking. They could
Matt, you know, dude. They could
wipe those guys right out.
Matt,
dude.
You know.
They trained them to run to keep the drugs coming in to get away from the CIA.
How's that black pill taste?
I fucking munch black pills, dude.
How's that black pill?
You're not telling me nothing, dude. I'm just rephrasing it for the fucking.
It's so funny to just see straight from the source where Matt's getting these. Oh, yeah, dude. Just sitting in a truck with YouTube maniacs.
Like 3-hour phone calls on Blue Parrots all day long.
Yeah, me and Billy.
If someone wants to hack our phones, they can listen to this. It's way worse.
You
gotta
set up a video feed that goes like
negative.
Fucking 9
to 5.
No, way.
SDI would.
All right, dude. Very dark.
Oh fuck! I got a book. I got a new book.
What you reading on?
I think I was telling you about Dope Sick.
Oh about, yeah. Reading about the heroin.
Ooh.
Dude.
I didn't know it was I-81. The highway like by my house is like heroin highway.
Is it really?
That's what they called it in the book.
Jesus
the
Christ!
The highway in that goes through Mechanicsburg. Heroin highway, dude.
Damn.
That's what we're doing.
So what's it? Is it coming? Is it like coming west to east or going east to west?
It is. It's from OxyContin.
Gotcha.
And then it's from like the Appalachian. Oh, like, which way is the drugs run? Yeah. I think Connecticut for a little.
Okay,
but it
makes sense.
It's all
the Appalachia's fucked up.
Appalachian
dude.
Mountains. It's like all
dude.
And then I watched. I made Claire watch fucking heroin with me. There's a show. There's a documentary on Netflix about
really?
This lady that just goes around and fucking gives people overdosing Narcan. It's fucking wild.
Yeah,
they're literally dead. She'll hit them with Narcan, and they'll sit up and be like,
"Yeah,
ah, fuck."
Well, a lot of people are getting Pulp Fiction, dude. A lot of people, there's all that fentanyl and shit, and every there's dude. The I was talking to someone the other day.
There was a batch in this book. It talks about the same town that the documentary's in. 26 fucking people OD'd in one day.
God damn,
from one batch, dude.
Dude,
they were partying.
I knew someone who didn't go out like that, but someone was literally just telling me the other night that like they were on their way home, and they're like partying, drinking all night with their friends, and someone's like, "Yo, like it was like 3 a.m. They're like, "You want a little bum coke?" And I'm like, "Yeah, let me get that." Turned out to be ketamine.
Oh.
He had to call his girlfriend and be like, he had his friend explain like, yeah, he thought he was doing one drug that you didn't like. It turns out it was another drug that you didn't like, and now he's in a K-hole and he can't come home.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that just like, yeah, I was like, "What'd you do?" He's like, "I just sat there and mean mugged everybody. I couldn't move. I just sat there and just looked at everyone like." I'm like, dude, that fucking sucks.
Dude, that's it's so funny to call them party.
I tell everyone, I'm like, no, dude.
Like saying that it's party time. Like
party
the
time
fucking,
for heroin is so
party. Heroin party time is the shit. We were talking about, that's what we talked about, like a halfway house.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just dudes getting a hold of heroin and then partying in the halfway, like 10 dudes just nodding out in a room. But yes, dude, tonight's going to be sick. We snuck heroin in.
Oh. I mean, it's got to be like. Well, it's got to be funny, too, to, like, think of that. So you got a bunch of people in a halfway house. Someone snuck, like, a couple 8-balls in. Someone got, like, some fucking skag going. People are shooting up, sniffing coke. Then, like, there's just, like, top 40 dance hits playing. And people
yeah.
are like...
Then what? Ah! Yeah. Then what? It's like, we're gonna get fucked
it's
up.
Just, like, Ed Sheeran playing in the background. And they're like, oh, I fucking love this song.
Bunch of dudes that got out of jail just sleeping. Good night.
Yeah, it's got to be fucking wild, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I just wonder, like, I wonder how hard people, because there's, like, people are puking left and right, probably.
What, during party time?
Yeah, dude.
People are dying, dude. People are literally just laying there dead. It's party time, dude.
That's definitely, I always imagine that as, like, when you see the movie, like, Blade, when everyone's, like, at an underground rave. It's like, that's that in real life, and everyone's just like, oh, God. Oh, I can't breathe. Dude. Call my mom. Oh. If you do a high dose
of vampires in trench coats, like, I think I'm dying. Anytime I go to Kensington now, you see everybody just standing around nodding out. I'm just like, dude, it's
party time,
partying right now. That's a sick party to get high as fuck and stand by yourself on the side of the road and just be like, oh, fuck.
Just stand outside the McDonald's and, like, watch the bus go by again. You're like, oh, I'm going to get the next one. Fuck yeah, it's party time.
That's dude, awesome. To imagine heroin users are having fun and this is a party.
What I mean, that might be the allure of heroin. If you're dipping out, you probably just hear the Dancing Queen in your head. It's like ABBA song. It's like, damn all the Dancing Queen.
While you're nodding, just it's cold. It's gym shorts. It's raining. You're just
your head just plays ABBA on a loop. That's probably the allure of heroin. You go into a state where your head just blasts ABBA inside, and you're like, I am the Dancing Queen.
Yes, dude.
Yes, dude.
Sick review.
That'll be tight.
Damn. What else you got? You got any more theories here?
Dude, I've just been chilling, man. Doing me. You know how I do it. Listen to my audiobooks. I really, the drug war book is fucking cool. That's interesting to listen to. There was a lady who, it was in Juarez, and her daughter was like 14 and started like dating this guy. Dude eventually like got her pregnant and like murdered her with a hammer. The mom was like super pissed, dude.
Was pissed no one plunged out that cum.
I mean, yeah, someone could have got behind him and done that, but the mom was like, you just bashed my daughter's head in, went to him. Apparently he was a Zeta. No one knew. They didn't know this. So like she like went and approached him. Nothing happened. Went to the police. They were like, yeah, chill the fuck out. And then she eventually found him in like the Mexico City or some like state capital or whatever the fuck they were. Went to like the Capitol steps and like went to the governor. Like, you have to do something. And he was just kind of like, chill lady. And he shut the door, like shut her out. And someone came up and just shot her in the back of the head. And then he took her away. Yeah, it's fucking wild to think about Mexico. They've totally lost control. Like it's totally gone. They have no control.
The gangs there are really scary.
She went to like, she like was telling her story. Like, this is a guy that murdered my daughter with a hammer. And the guy literally was like, thank you. Shut the door. And someone came up, was like, pop, and dragged her off.
Ugh.
Dude, that shit is fucking wild.
Yeah, I told you the main board had a fucking thread on that for like 6 years of just like every once in a while I would get bumped back to the front page and you'd see like just dudes crucified on the streets and like dudes fucking like heads off, dicks in their mouths.
Oh.
There was one time, I think it might have been the Zetas, that they had a truck full of dead bodies, like full of dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a pickup truck, like a fucking truck, an 18-wheeler, like a U-Haul van. And they were just throwing bodies out onto the highway for miles.
Ugh.
Like, dude, they're fucking animals down there.
They have an interview with this one guy who was in the Zetas.
Build a wall.
Dude, they had this guy.
You better build a wall.
He was in the Zetas, and when he was 14, he joined. He, like, went to this guy, I forget the guy's name, Sevilla or something. He went to this guy's house and was, like, chilling with his older cousin. And this is what he says. There's like two stories, but he says that he like snuck in the truck and then like got there and was like, sick. I wanted to meet this guy. And they were killing someone. They're like, well, we'll kill you unless you shoot someone and join up with us. So from the time he was like, he said most of the people who kill people are like 14 to like 21 ish. He's like, they use a lot of like child soldiers. Yeah. So he's
kind of like ISIS used those kids.
Yeah. So he was just rolling around. He's like from like 14 to 21, just snorting coke, shooting people, doing like burning people alive. And he was like, it's every day you wake up. And he's like, you have to kill someone every fucking day.
Damn, it sucks. I don't remember any of the other fucking names. It was like the Monterey cartel. The names of the cartels.
Yeah.
And the Zetas now.
So then, the Zetas was the one they were talking. There's like a bunch of them. I forget them too. But the guy was basically saying like there's certain routes for like smuggling that like go, you know, through different routes of the getting the United States. And they're like, if you have that route, it's like you just fucking run everything. And then so the whole time it's like, trying to kill each other over route, so it's like never ending.
Yeah.
So if they were just like,
that's why we need a wall, dude.
Well, if they were just like, well, fuck it, it's all legal, and they're done, they're fried.
Or if we build a wall to stop the cartels,
dude, they're gonna dig under. It's never gonna stop.
We're gonna stop them.
We gotta build like a nice slotted fence.
We're gonna build a wall. We're gonna stop it.
Yeah.
What happens when the wall's there?
Tunnel.
Nope.
Tunnel.
Nah, we increase security.
Mail flying it in, driving it in through mattresses.
Nah. We're stopping that.
Nah, if we put dudes on ATVs behind a wall, we'll definitely shut down the drug war.
Shut it down. One of the cartel, I think it wasn't El Chapo, one of them had a fucking submarine.
Dude, these guys have more money than God. Yeah. It's unbelievable. That's hilarious, though. He has a sub.
There was some really fucking
shit. What they do is they get I think now this isn't as effective because they used to be able to just walk across from America into Juarez, no problem. And if you're American, you're just like, hey, I'm American. They go, go on right back. So they would recruit kids. Like a lot of kids would go to Mexico to hang out, and they'd recruit American Mexican kids to be their little mules. And then that way you're back and forth all the time, and it's like, no problem. But then they use those kids. So they recruit American Mexican kids, and then they use them to go to the States and kill their rival's family who live in the United States.
Sick.
So the guy was like, I was like going to like colleges and like murdering people and doing really, he's like, I don't want to talk about what I did in the States. It was really fucked up.
Yeah. America's pretty complicit with all this shit. Like, there's banks and shit all along the mm-hmm. border, and
yeah, dude,
real.
Yeah, it's
a real problem.
No, nah, but if they get that wall up, dude, it's gonna be
the wall's gonna shut
done,
it down,
dude. It's fucking
all
done.
We need is a wall.
We need a physical wall.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck getting over that.
Good luck flying or mailing drugs or like using your millions or billions of dollars to maybe start like a trucking company and
nope.
outfit trucks with a couple kilos of cocaine. You'll never get around that wall.
Not a
dude.
Not a 15
that
foot wall.
That wall's gonna fucking X-ray scan.
Everything. Not a 15-foot wall. You're not getting around that with
that's
a million.
That's the dumbest
bucks.
Fucking thing. I know. That drives me fucking crazy.
That's a bad one.
Well, that sounds sick. If you were like, if you really couldn't stand Mexicans, I was like, I'm gonna build a wall that's gonna block all Mexicans. You'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. Fire that thing up. Fire that wall.
Yeah, I don't. It's tough to defend the wall.
It's but tough.
Whatever. I mean, anything that bothers liberals is kind of funny to me.
That is funny. That is the funny
so
part.
So every once in a while, I'll be like, yeah, fucking build it, dude. Build the get the wall.
I can't believe you didn't say that.
It sucks for people who are that dumb who can't, like, latch onto the irony of that.
You know what's interesting?
Well represented. There's a ton of, like, yeah. different kinds of people in there.
It's a whole world of shit.
It's fucking...
It has nothing to do with race. You're just shitty.
No, dude.
Yeah.
That was my thing, too. I'm driving around. I'm like, dude, try hitting one... Like, I get the concept of white privilege on... When I think a lot of it has to do with just, like, money and economics. But, like, mm-hmm. hit one... I'm watching these dudes walking down the street, like, just, you know... Some of the guys weren't even nodding out. Like, yeah. one guy was, like, selling fruit. He had, like, a little stand. I'm, like, looking at him. I'm like, this guy in his head is just, like... I know people buy fruit. I just put it in a little yeah. containers and sell it. I make enough money. But like hit that guy with
to
fucking
buy more fruit.
Hit that guy with white privilege and just watch them be like, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's because obviously white privilege, like you said, is the real white privilege is economic.
Sure, yeah. But out like, in my head, I'm
generational
like,
wealth where it's like everybody in your family has gone to college or like.
Sure, exactly.
You know, because other races weren't allowed.
Dude, I was watching these guys just like, damn, dude, like. Did you guys, like, fall from grace at one point? Or did you, like, from the since your family's been in America, just no one for fucking
shitty.
Five generations could just climb out of this muck? And I'm like, dude, that's fucking crazy.
Well, all it takes is one retarded
yeah, man.
Ancestor.
Shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves.
You just
generations.
Need to want, like, say the first family, your first family when they arrived in America had four brothers.
Yeah.
One of them was a retarded guy.
Sure.
The three brothers went off and did their own thing. The retarded guy was just like, I'm going to live here.
Stuck in the muck.
I fucked a drunk, retarded lady at a bar.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's a lot of problems, too. With like even with DHS, it's like...
Maybe I should get into eugenics.
Well, that was the big
yeah,
thing
that's
back
what they
in
did.
The day.
Yeah, they were like, fucking, we got to nip all these guys in the bud.
We got to stop fucking... this. Well, that was like, yeah, it was like what? Like feeble-mindedness and
yeah,
all that
bad
shit.
Boys on TikTok. You got to fucking...
You're gonna
chemically castrate
them.
You're gonna
shut them down, dude.
Yeah. They can't be getting snizz.
They're getting snizz.
They're
dude.
Getting so much snizz.
Well, that's the thing called dysgenesis, where they think like we kind of are slowly getting dumber and dumber.
Maybe.
In large numbers, we're getting there's like you know obviously we're getting
you
smarter.
See Idiocracy.
Exactly. That's yeah. a real. That's based off
it's
a thing
real.
That's
yeah, of course.
Kind
of
happening.
Sure.
Nobody likes to talk about it, but it's like
definitely true. For well, if you're fucking, you don't have a car. You're landlocked. You're just stuck in some fucking.
It's Mad Max. You're like yeah. Mad Max. At some
of course,
point.
You're gonna be fucking.
Oh, that's true.
That's. I mean, it's like I gotta get money and I gotta get head.
Well, it's also
every
like.
Day.
I mean, think about the. I don't know.
I could also see fucking a sibling at that point. I understand that banging a cousin.
Land. Yeah,
you're stuck in a fucking shitty trailer all day.
Also, dude. I mean, again, I'm coming down Kensington Ave this morning. Every chick that I see is like least close possible. 8 a.m. Yeah. Just like, and dude, there's like. There's literally like women there who are unsuccessfully trying to sell themselves. Like I'm driving by the corner and there's a lady like kind of dipping out, like looking into my car. And I'm just like, I can honestly be like, no, thank you. Like, yeah. I'm cool on that. Yeah. Dude, it's like, it's fucking.
Hey, honey, you want AIDS?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
No, I'm good on that.
But you want dude, an STD you didn't even imagine?
And any like younger girl who's like somewhat attractive you see is just like tiny half shirt, ass hanging out. And it's like, that's. That's the curse.
She's
yeah,
up there.
Dude, this is like real deal.
Yeah, of course.
You know, this is like, yes. If I have, like, almost you have to do it.
Yeah, man, that's.
Some level.
What a world.
Dude.
But hey, the Eagles won the Super Bowl that one time.
Exactly. They
it was
all
worth
yeah,
it.
Everyone got it.
It was all worth it. It must have been party time in Kensington.
Dude.
When the Birds won?
Bro.
The fucking dosages were up.
Oh, the bag. Dude, people were fucking. Oh, my God, dude.
Just nodding extra hard. Just,
give me that fentanyl, dude.
Hey. How many Eagles chants do you think didn't get finished?
Oh, look at all of them up there.
A lot of them stopped at G.
How many people missed the end of the Super Bowl? They're just like...
Oh, my God. How many people in Philly missed the end of the Super Bowl was probably...
Due to fucking opiates.
Insane level.
I would think they got their hands on some fucking meth. Probably got their hands on some Christina,
they're
dude.
They're fucking going to up the dose tonight. They're going to fire
up. Yeah, if you're at Super Bowl night, you're going to fucking...
You can get some uppers.
You're going to hit some Christina,
and then after
dude.
The after the win...
Take it down a notch.
Let's lower it down. Let's turn the lights down a little.
Dude, that shit this morning, that was like fucking crazy seeing that shit.
Yeah, man. I just, yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah.
It's rough.
I couldn't believe it.
It's rough to see. See the fucking the crisis in person when you see the fucking opioid crisis.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And again, just fucking people who are poor. It's like, dude,
yeah, man.
They've been, that strain of people has been around. Forever. And I'm sure it changes. I'm sure it mutates and like people get out of that and they get up and then some people fall down into it. But I'm
sure
there has to be OG poors who have just been
always
forever poor, dude.
Day one.
Entire lineage. Poor as fuck.
The Untouchables. Whole cast of fucking. Yeah, man. That's well, I was telling you that fucking book, Dope Sick, that I, you know, every book I have, I read the first 30 pages and then I'm like,
what'd you get?
Yeah,
what'd
I'm
you get for the
that.
First
I'm
30?
I'm reading that right now. I've been reading that for 3 years now. Just more people are dying from the opioid crisis than AIDS in its prime.
Yeah, that's something.
And that, like, it's like a huge fucking epidemic.
That's something I get a lot of pushback from at school, where they're always like, and again, this is just that pretty much very tied in with the Creaking Cave, where like they talk about, oh yeah, they talk about the opioid crisis, and they're like, someone always has to be like,
well, now that it's white people,
now that it's white people,
it's a problem.
It's a problem. And of it's course. Like, okay. Fair enough. However, this is why I always say, I'm like, I totally get that. My thing is like the crack epidemic was 30 years ago. So we're obviously more advanced in terms of stuff. It's definitely white people. Also, it was given to people by their doctors.
Yeah.
So again, these same people who are like just sitting there doing TikToks, not necessarily like investigating side effects and shit.
This is what happens. They fake hurt their neck at work.
Exactly.
So they could make more TikToks.
And then they
and then they go home and the doctor's like, here, take this for your fake neck injury.
The doctor secretly gave them heroin.
That's another thing. The doctors.
Different. It is different. I tell
in the book,
that.
It talks about all the like the pharmaceutical reps and like how they sold it to
for
the
sure.
doctors. And they were like, it's non-addictive. Oxycontin's totally non-addictive. Like rarely addictive. Like all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then these doctors were just dishing it out.
Well, they also blame it on the, what is it, the Merkel family? Everyone blames it on whatever they're called.
I know who you're talking about.
They all blame it on that one.
It's like Purdue Pharma and the...
Merkel or something. There's some family that they always say like, and these guys were...
Sackler?
Sackler. Yeah, it is
a
Sackler
family.
That's what it is. Yeah, it is a Sacklers. They blame where I got Merkel from. They blame it on
Merkel,
the Sacklers. What is it?
Angela Merkel. Angela?
I don't know. Oh, is that the Germany lady?
The fucking new Hitler.
She had her fucking hands in it, dude.
She's the new Hitler. That's the name of America. We have president. Germans have Hitlers.
That's the new, really?
She's the, yeah.
Oh, that's the new
She's
German
elected
Hitler.
New Hitler.
Dude, they, yeah, they all, like, blame that family. And I'm like, you're telling me these fucking, like, doctors, pharmaceutical companies, no one, all of the research and lab assistants weren't able to look at the chemical compound?
No, they
and be
found
like,
out. They knew.
So they, exactly.
Like early they
But they
figured
blame
it out.
On the, they all blame it on the Sacklers. It's like, ooh, so these companies have fucking people who know they're chemists and they weren't be like looking at this thing being like, "Whoa, what the fuck?"
Yeah, this
is exactly
heroin.
Like street heroin.
This is heroin.
So it's like or enough to know like how they do that was basically like how they do all the weird research drugs. They'll have like instead of LSD it'll be like 2, 3 CB all that bullshit and the same with like, you know, spice and K2. They did that with heroin. A research chemical, basically, that was very, very similar.
Yeah,
and then gave it to people.
It's going
to
help you with your pain
through a doctor, and it's people, and it's like it's just it is different. Like I get it; they're changing the crime laws around it and all that stuff. But again, that was 30 years ago.
Started with like morphine and stuff back in, and then they what was it? It wasn't morphine, but it was along that like cocaine.
Dilaudid.
Dilaudid.
It was Dilaudid.
It was something where Civil War soldiers. We're fucking junkies.
Was it what the fuck was it? It was it was morphine.
Like
I think.
Veterans, fuck. There's a word for it too. I'm forgetting it now, but it was like soldiers' disease. Was basically like you were nodding,
you were
fucked up.
That's hilarious.
Because all the veterans were coming back and they didn't know what PTSD was.
So they hit him with some.
So they were just like,
hit him
take
with
some
morphine.
Fucking morphine, dude. Chill.
Hey, what was the other stuff? There's morphine.
And a lot of southern ladies. A lot of fucking. it affected the like middle and upper class because women lost all their husbands and shit, and they were all sad.
So they started taking it.
Started fucking.
Well, apparently it wasn't as strong. Like pre-drug war, you would just get
probably
like a,
not.
You get like a real weak solution of it. Once they made it illegal, you want to have the it morphine, stronger, so you can sneak it over. Basically,
the morphine that they were getting was, yeah, it was strong.
I mean, it's strong.
It's strong enough to get like addicted.
Oh, of course. And like for sure. Did you ever smoke opium before?
No.
Every now and again, when I was younger, my boys would get their hands on just like straight opium. Yeah. And you're just like smoking a bowl, and like it doesn't. You're not like nodding out, fucked up on heroin.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't tell people to go smoke opium. But it's like
I'll smoke some opium.
It's not as refined. It's not as refined.
Get a nice den.
Get a dude.
Just fucking lounge.
Smoke some ope, dude. I always wonder. I'm like, was that really like where the fuck were people getting opium from? Now thinking about that. But definitely smelled different. Like, it wasn't hash. I remember, like, it had, like, a distinct smell and stuff.
Was there any Chinese dudes at the Wawa? No. Was there a Chinese dude at the Wawa with a super long pipe?
A couple gremlin dealers?
Yeah, man. Where are we at time-wise?
Remember the golden days of Matt and Shane's secret podcast. We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic, and Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin? Its fan base, I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy. We'll be right back.